Show Off by Renée Dahlia and read by Kitty Mule for Saga Egmont. To everyone who got vaccinated for COVID as soon as they were eligible. Prologue. March 2019. The burlesque dancer plucked Elle's glass of champagne from her hand and twirled away from her. Her tightly laced corset emphasized her slender waist and her breasts spilled enticingly over the top. From an aesthetic point of view, Elle was intrigued when she really didn't want to be. What exactly was feminist about dancing semi-naked for an audience? Elle rolled her eyes at the display, still unsure why her soon-to-be sister-in-law Willow had allowed her bridesmaids to bring them all to Seraph's burlesque club for her hen's party. And now her drink, the only thing keeping her from boredom, had been stolen by a glorious tall white woman stripping out of a Belle Epoque gown. The gown fell from her hips, finishing just above the dancer's narrow ankles and bare feet. Okay, perhaps she wasn't precisely bored watching this dancer flirt with the audience. She was beautiful in a disconnected, aesthetic way, and so confident as she fluttered her feathers and shook her tits. Elle glanced around the room again. The room had a theatrical quality with dim lights over the audience and tables squeezed together. People leaned on the bar, men with shirt sleeves rolled up and women in nice dresses, as the dancer moved under shining spotlights on the stage. Red curtains hung on either side of the stage, with gold tassels occasionally catching a glint of light. The stage was largely unadorned apart from the dancer who twirled and shimmied to music being played by a small jazz band at the side of the stage. Elle's glass of champagne had been placed on a chair in the centre of the stage. The whole setup really needed something more. Nothing that would detract from the dancer, but a little more care in the set design would make the experience better, more lush for the audience. She couldn't help but use her design training to assess a room, and the stage here was no different. Aside from Willow and her squealing friends, most of the audience were straight-passing couples. She scoffed at herself and her judgmental nonsense. She'd been part of a relationship like that, and had hated the erasure from everyone who assumed she was straight just because she'd happened to have been fucking a man at the time. But damn, some of these men were salivating too openly at the dancer, while their wives looked as bored as she felt. She ought to wave at the waiter to get another drink. Bloody cheeky of the dancer to nick her champagne like that. The dancer crouched on stage, right in front of Elle, and once again she cursed Willow under her breath for paying for a table next to the stage. The stage was level with her table, lower than Elle had expected when she'd first walked into the room. It brought an intimacy to the room that Elle appreciated, even if she wasn't sure she wanted to be in the spotlight like this. Everyone must be staring at them now, and she ignored the urge to wipe her face in case she had a crumb on her chin from the cheese platter they were sharing. The dancer slowly dragged her gown up her leg, exposing lightly tanned, silky, bare flesh. Elle swallowed. That was an effective way to get rid of boredom. Elle gaped at the dancer, and the rest of the audience faded away. She was unable to look away, desperate for the glimpse into the shadows of the dancer's thighs. Salty sweat and the tiniest hint of a rose-based perfume filled her nostrils. Rose was one of her favourite scents. She didn't wear it herself, as it made her feel like a grandmother, but she adored the heady fragrance of walking through a rose garden in summer. Somehow the dancer balanced on one leg and lifted her exposed leg, so her big toe rested on Elle's lip. A sensual shock jolted into her lungs, searing her breath. And when the dancer poured Elle's champagne down her leg so it dribbled into Elle's mouth, it was the hottest thing she'd ever experienced. Elle's tongue chased the drops of liquid as it ran down the dancer's toe and onto her lips. She was so wet, instantly hot and ready, she was sure she was leaving a puddle on the chair. The dancer winked at her, then removed her leg and spun away. For the rest of the performance, Elle couldn't move. She just sat there, her pulse racing and her finger resting on her bottom lip. Now she understood why people came to watch burlesque. She tracked the dancer across the stage, with every movement branded on her memory. When the dancer undid her skirt and it fell to the stage, Elle was once again reminded of roses, and when the dancer removed her corset to reveal perky tits with red tassels over her nipples, Elle was pretty sure she had stopped breathing completely.